Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives, and today we're going to be talking about knee-jerk reactions. Every one of us have what I call our default responses. Something happens, and unless we make a conscious effort, we're gonna always react the same way. When my kids say, "Dad," I'm probably going to immediately say, "What?" I'm not gonna say, "What is it, dear?" Why? Because I hate hearing my name being called like that. Sorry. Where were we? Oh. At work, some of the default responses I see is, for example, the classic shooting the messenger. Someone comes over to you and says that a deadline might be missed, and you get angry. One of your tech leads come over with an idea for a change in the framework, an investment, and a new tool, something like that, and you just push him away saying, "I don't have time for that." Someone from product comes with an idea for making a few changes to something you've already started working on, and you just get all protective and say, "No way." AP or from, I don't know, sales, customer success, wants to kickstart some change initiative, and you realize that it would require some of your time as well. And again, you get all protective of your time and say, no, we cannot do that before 2025. Those all might be your default responses, which are, of course, I'm guessing you can hear, are not always the optimal way to respond. Now, it is important for me to stress the fact that I believe that for most people, and I see that in my work, most of your default responses are pretty well all right. If the majority of your default responses were off, you were not likely to be in an executive position because you would be making so many mistakes, right? And I think that's something that's important to always keep in mind. You don't need to change the entire way you look at things, but you do need to become aware of those 20% of times where your defaults are off, and improving there might give you a noticeable leap in your personal performance and in the way things operate around you. And that's what we want to focus on today, your bad knee-jerk reactions. Because if you have good knee-jerk reactions, then I don't care. That's good. Catch my drift, I'm guessing. So, examples of bad responses. If you notice that you always shy away from debates, slight arguments, even just pushing back a bit, and whenever someone comes up to you with a request, you just say, "Yeah, that sounds good." And like a minute later, you facepalm and say, "Why did I agree to that?" Then you need to adjust that default response. If you find that you always shoot the messenger, you need to fix that default response. So when I'm working with someone, it's easier because when you have a coach that's talking to you, it's easier to notice patterns. You notice that, oh yeah, I keep saying that I agree to something I didn't want to agree to, or the coach makes you aware of it. When it's just you by yourself, it requires you to do some introspection and think of the past week, 2, 3, 4, and see if you notice any patterns of stuff that you're doing that are not as well adjusted as they should. And responses like agreeing to stuff you shouldn't are easier to spot because those eventually upset you. You are the one that now has to be accountable for whatever you committed to doing or agreed to. Shooting the messenger, on the other hand, is a bit harder to notice because you might not even realize that you're shooting someone. You might not realize that you just offended someone or discouraged them from wanting to voice an idea in the future. That's why you also need to make sure that you solicit feedback correctly from people. I think I have a previous episode about that, and it's also something that I mentioned quite a bit in, I think, Chapter 10 of the Tech Executive Operating System, which should be publishing very, very soon. Now, once you've solicited feedback from people to see if there are any bad default responses you're unaware of, and once you've performed that introspection to see what are you doing instantaneously, spontaneously, reflexively, that you shouldn't, try and find the right way to short-circuit that habit. And there are a bunch of very good resources about changing habits. I personally really enjoyed Atomic Habits by James Clear and The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And most of these eventually boil down to learning to notice the trigger. So someone asks you for something and you need to become aware of that trigger where you just want to say automatically, sure, and just say, that sounds very interesting. Let me get back to you about that. Right? Or I'm right in the middle of something. I'll get back to you about that. Or let's talk about it tomorrow. Or let me sleep on it. When someone speaks up and lets you know that something might be going off with the sprint that's currently underway, don't say, what? Rather, say, oh, that's great that you're letting me know. Tell me, what do you think is going on? Who should I be talking to? And that also, by the way, always relates to, I think, 2 episodes ago. Why didn't the dogs bark? Why are you noticing these things too late? But just check that later. I have the link in the show notes. So once you realize what your default responses are, and once you have started working on those triggers, for those of you who are brave enough, I also highly recommend sharing the fact that you are making a conscious effort to change something. It might be just talking to your direct subordinates, your directors. It might be something that you feel free enough to say to whoever comes up to you. But once you say, you know, that sounds like a really good idea, but I'm actively working on thinking of things a bit more before saying yes to them, so just let me have that time. People also, first of all, understand better, and they won't be angry or less likely to get angry for not getting a response immediately. But also, you are making them aware of what you think are the right expectations, what you think is the right way to work and operate. And they can model that as well. They start doing it by themselves. And also, if I realize that whenever I'm barging in with a new idea, I might be rocking the boat, and maybe I should bring that up, not just in whenever I see you cross the hall, but let's say in our next one-on-one, I might be making my own communication with you better. So that's, I think, the win-win you can get when you are working on yourself, but also helping those around you become even better. That's sort of a positive feedback loop that you can get from the right sorts of coaching that you are doing for yourselves and also sharing with others. I've seen that happen in countless organizations, and that's always a beautiful thing to see, how merely by not being afraid or shy to disclose the fact that you are not perfect, which, by the way, everyone knows, and working on yourself can make everyone around you do the same. So keep that in mind as well. Work on your default reactions and find those 20% of bad knee-jerk reactions and try and improve them a bit. You won't be perfect, but you will be making good, solid steps toward a better condition, which is what we're after. Success, not perfection. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter where you can get every week this episode, an article, exclusive insights, videos, updates about talks and similar things I'm doing. And, you know, it's free. Why aren't you subscribed yet? So link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk to you soon.